Hello, world. This is Hello Chaos, the podcast about the ups and downs, ins and outs, highlights and low points of entrepreneurship. I am Jennifer Oladipo, a.k.a. Jenno.
And I'm Jennifer Sutton, a.k.a. JJ. Welcome to Hello Chaos.
Welcome to Hello Chaos. So, okay, we haven't done one of these in a while. We like to take a minute every so often.
It's just us in the studio.
I know. It's like all intimate in our little, our tiny table. It's usually big. So I wanted to talk about ecosystem because we always use this word.
Yes.
People use it.
We don't just use it. It's like the term.
Yeah,
right?
It's the term.
And there's some people that hate the term.
Right. And then there's some people who... have no idea, right?
What,
they're
what
just
it is.
Like just yeah. doing their thing. So, so to be specific, talking about an entrepreneurial ecosystem.
Right. Or some people call it an innovation ecosystem.
Yeah.
But yeah, entrepreneurial innovation ecosystem. And they're really defining it as kind of the local. I mean, yes, there's a national, I think, ecosystem.
Yeah.
But really when folks talk about it, it's really describing kind of a local city market. Wide kind of ecosystem.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really defined by economic developers.
That's a really more institutional
right.
kind of term now.
And it's, and you probably know more of the background, I mean, of it than I do, but you know, we've always heard it through the economic development organization. So like the Chamber of Commerce is within the, that local market or the municipality itself mm-hmm. or innovation systems or the universities and the academics that, or the colleges within that, that market who want to fuel entrepreneurialism and innovation really to help boost the local economic develop, the local economy.
Yeah. So what's interesting is I always thought it was kind of, I don't know, kind of more economic development stuff. But so I've been like going back to school this fall
yeah.
because I'm like, you know, we want to figure out our spot in all this thing
right.
and how it works. And it actually really did come from like the startup community. And I've been reading The Startup Way by Brad Feld. And there's another book of his. It's like the there's a two of them and they're like 10 years apart.
Okay.
But they have all these case studies and especially a case study of what they were doing in Boulder, Colorado.
Okay.
And that was kind of taking a look back at that work and how, okay, the startup ecosystem there, or well, just the startup community there grew. And then taking a look back at like, okay, what were all the pieces that were really integral to this happening? Mm. And that's where the ecosystem idea came from that you needed all these pieces. So you need,
what are the pieces of an ecosystem?
Yeah. So obviously, I would say the biggest thing though, that I think gets lost in the sauce mm-hmm. in a lot of communities is their main point is that it has to be around the entrepreneurs.
Right. 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 And it needs to be driven by the entrepreneurs.
Yes. And it needs to be completely focused on the entrepreneurs.
Yes.
So it's always something that's got to serve people who are passionate and wanting to make a business, you know, with that passion and,
right.
and wanting to grow profit.
And what, so why are organizations now, like when I hear about it, it's always coming from an economic development organization or kind of a community works led.
Yeah.
Is it because they are interested in fueling the ecosystem because I've always thought because it supports the local economy of if I can fuel or help a startup and go have them go from a solopreneur to be a 50, 100 person, 200 person and stay in my local, my local area, that helps fuel.
See, that's what I think
my,
it is.
My local economy.
That's what I think it
okay.
is. And so, and when you think about it, I mean, when you're in that position of being that founder, you're not necessarily thinking about that impact. So you're not going to use that language. I mean, you may be thinking about the impact on your industry or on your community or whatever, depending on how you're oriented, but you're not thinking like an economic developer.
No. Uh-uh.
And so I think the figuring it out has came from founders,
yep.
but actually using that language and that whole systems thinking kind of thing really has just been the institutional, which is important, right?
Right.
So that's one of the important pieces. Those people who are championing the community itself to draw talent, to draw information, right. to draw resources. And then also you need your, you know, governmental
for the incentives and all that.
And for the infrastructure, right? Okay. I mean, from everything from your internet infrastructure has to be good.
Okay. Community infrastructure,
your mobility,
water, sewer, growth,
the
expansion.
Amount of, you know, class A office space or the amount of industrial office or, you know, manufacturing space
or labor. Or,
exactly. Right. Yeah. So what's going on in those kinds of things? And then, you know, the other pieces are entrepreneurs who have been successful, right? And for them to give back into the community. So those people who get those 50, 100, you know, larger companies, okay, they've learned a lot. And
right.
so now they become an important part of helping bring others up
right.
with their time, their resources, their lessons.
And also I'm assuming then that local market wants to retain that.
Yes.
That startup, that founder of, because yeah. I guarantee they're being wooed by every market.
Yeah.
Right.
Or they're just seeing, hey, you know, there are more businesses like mine in a different community. And maybe that's where I need to take my business. If, you know, you don't want to hit a ceiling wherever you are, you want to keep going.
Yeah.
If it's not like a brick and mortar kind of business.
Right.
And it is something that you can take and go someplace else.
So from a founder, like, you know, I'm a founder and I guess I never realized my place in the ecosystem. I didn't realize that there was a ecosystem that was centered around me. Because
should be, because sometimes that's not the case.
Well, and it's because I think the language that I hear, at least in the markets that I'm in, or at least I, you know, that I'm exposed to, I don't get that it's entrepreneur centered.
Yeah.
I feel like I hear about it more from the organizations, but it's from the organizations' point of view.
Right. And like, and what are their metrics? Like,
so, yeah. Cause I'm sitting there going, well, if I'm a founder, I'm an important piece. If I'm a startup
piece,
I, you know, so all founders and entrepreneurs, you know, those startups and even people that are startup, but they're looking to scale,
mm-hmm.
you know, how do they accelerate? So are we an important piece? Like, I just don't think that we, when I think of me, you know, I'm thinking of a little more of a collective, you know, when I talk to my group of other founders across the country and other entrepreneurs locally and again across the country, I don't get a sense from our conversations that we think that we're important in our local market.
Yeah.
I
think you're right.
Okay.
I think it's a
I mean, you see it from an outside community. Before, you know.
Yeah, I think it's a rare community where the founders are actually central to that startup ecosystem.
What markets are doing it right? Like, I mean, you said Boulder, but that was, you know.
And then, I mean, if you look at Silicon Valley's huge,
yeah.
but that's why it's huge is because that's where it was
It
done.
Started to feed itself. Like
yeah.
the startup community, the founder community. Their
free exchange of ideas.
Okay.
And then obviously the places where they are responding to the growth and making that infrastructure
So it was the
available.
Municipalities, it was the civic organizations, the nonprofits, the academic. They all kind of saw this influx of activity around these founders and they said, how do we support this?
Exactly.
Versus I think what we're seeing from that, a lot of markets are trying to build their local economy through an entrepreneurial ecosystem.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're trying to fuel their local economy, right? They're trying, you know, it is small business. What small business makes up 80% of a local economy.
I see everything from 80 to 99%.
And then, out of that small business, you know, that fuels the local economy, I've seen stats that's been like 50 to 60% of that 80% is from, startup or high impact entrepreneurs. So they're making a big piece in markets that are kind of, are really being fueled by that startup community.
Yeah.
So I could see where then those organizations have to really kind of come in and go, okay, how do we feed the beast?
Right. But the other thing that happens is sometimes there gets this idea of ecosystem building as I don't know. Like it's, I think what happens is people just forget how organic business growth is and how organically those things grow. And so one of the things that happens is you have these sort of centralized control mechanisms, and maybe, you know, it could be the city, it could be some, you know, governmental thing. It could be, if there's like a large university or something like that, but there'll be some few players who have a lot of control over the ecosystem and then just kind of want to place things. And that doesn't leave the room for the organic growth and the exchange of ideas.
Or because you feel like you're, I mean, if you're in a, we've seen in some larger markets, that when I say larger, I'm more like mid-sized markets, I should say. Mm-hmm. This is not New York and LA. These are like these mid-size of the Columbus, the Indies, the Austins, the Salt Lakes, where if the startup community is really, you know, kind of broad spectrum, but yet the organizations are going, no, we want to control it by, we just want to fuel tech.
Right.
We just want to fuel bioscience. And then now you have a larger ecosystem of entrepreneurs that are all driven, that feel 80% feel left out.
Right. And that's the difference, because those industries that you mentioned, they generate a lot of revenue, right?
They're fast growth.
Fast growth, super high in economic impact. And so that, I think, is what tends to happen is like, that's when, okay, the ecosystem discussion starts to be like what you were saying. It's a revenue generating discussion and it's not a business generating discussion.
Right.
The other thing too is that I was really glad to see was that they talked about storytelling being a really important part of it.
Absolutely.
It's like, you can't see it. You can't be it unless you see it.
Right.
And so, you know, the media and the storytellers who are there saying like, hey, here's what's going on. Here are these wins. In our case, we like to say here are these wins and these losses because we think they're both important.
That's right.
But here's what's going on. There is activity. And that's really important in spurring people to take the leap, to stay in there, to grow stronger, to draw the resources. And so if an ecosystem is kind of defined by like a small group of people and they have not an agenda, but they have a direction that they want to sort of push it into, then the storytelling gets skewed in that way.
Correct.
You're only hearing about those successes. You're only hearing.
It's not independently. And, organically.
Yeah.
Driven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
when we look at Orange Whip, I mean, one of the things when we started this whole endeavor was, where's the gap?
Yeah.
And are we helping to strengthen the gap, or are we, you know, what is our place in the ecosystem?
Yeah.
What do you feel like is our definition?
I mean, I think when I've been looking, you know, especially reading that book by Brad Feld, like I was just, like, so thrilled because it was like exactly what we're doing is showing all the different kinds of activity, all the different sorts of people who are entrepreneurs.
Right.
And we're mostly in the local editions. Most people are far along in their businesses. We don't really have any like super young startups. Right. So everyone's somewhere in the 5 to 20 year range or more, because, you know, maybe they've got multiple businesses or that kind of thing. So they have a lot of lessons to show and it's exactly a vehicle for that to say, okay, I can see where this could go. I can see where I don't want to go.
Right.
And I can see that these lessons learned, I can see that people got through the struggles.
Yeah.
And they're okay.
Yeah. You know? That's how they did it.
They keep going. But then I think the other thing is, you know, us being at that intersection of the, let's call it institutional aspects of the ecosystem and the entrepreneur aspects. I think that we have a role in just constantly bringing that focus back to the founder.
We talked about saying, being a connective tissue.
Yeah. And I just think, you know, over the course of doing this, I've gotten a better understanding of where, how that connection needs to work, you know? And I think I might've thought of it as more of a sort of networky spider webby thing.
Right.
But now I really think of it as a always drawing back to the center, and that center is the founder.
Yes. I mean, that's what we said. Like, if we serve the founders, the entrepreneurs at that local level, our media company will be successful because at our core, we're speaking through that lens.
Yeah.
Exactly. Where we don't have an agenda from one organization. We want to support and amplify an organization or an institution's message.
Yeah.
that's for the entrepreneur, but we're not driven by that agenda.
Right.
We're not driven by that board of director of whatever that organization.
Right, right.
Which right. is what we kept hearing from other markets of and other founders to go, that's why I don't read that, or that's why I don't go there because they're not like me, or they don't speak for me.
Or they're not for me, yeah.
Or, you know, I've been on the other side of someone else's agenda and I got burned.
Yeah.
You know, we've kind of heard that. And it's like, we've got to stay that independent media company.
Yeah.
That is really just amplifying the voices of the entrepreneurs themselves, as well as amplifying and delivering messages from the organizations that want to support it.
Yeah.
To support the ecosystem. But in a way that is more relevant, I think.
Yeah. Which is funny because just circling back and to kind of close this out, I feel like being relevant for founders actually means like not talking about ecosystems so much, because that's just not how people are thinking about their businesses.
Well, not only that, it's like we're when you're in it, we don't, like I said, no one talks about, oh, I'm a part of an eco, like, wait a minute,
a few do
if they've been... if they've had to step outside and have been asked to coach and mentor.
Well, no, there are folks, because actually this month for December, we're going to be doing influence and impact. And it's all people who they've taken it upon themselves to, they've got their business, but they're doing stuff like, you know, doing a startup conferences.
Okay.
Or they've got like a series of co-work spaces that aren't just a business thing, but they're actually... they're trying to incubate spaces where people have, you know, those collisions and they get together. And
well, they're trying to support their fellow entrepreneurs.
Exactly.
Much like what we're doing.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. So there is that, but I think they're more rare, you know, they're more rare that someone's on their journey and they're really thinking about the larger, how does this all
economic
work in
impact.
Our community?
Yeah.
So I think that lesson is, I think it's a good word though. I mean, I like it.
It's the only way to describe it. I mean, really.
Well, and
if
it really operates like an ecosystem. And to me, I think the thing that misses is ecosystems. They change over time. Mm-hmm. Things that thrive, they grow. You know, there's more of some things and more of other things. And I just think it can't be so planned. You know, that doesn't seem to be what actually sparks the fire. It seems like you really have to have a lot of trust that what needs to grow will grow.
Right.
And
as long as the support is all being through the lens of the founder.
Exactly.
But like you said, it doesn't feel like an ecosystem if it's being
that's
on a forced agenda.
Right. That's just a managed system, I guess.
Yes. That's right.
But anyway, you know, would love to hear other people's thoughts on that term ecosystem. Like, does it mean anything to you?
Did you know, as if you're an entrepreneur or founder, did you know you were even a part of it and you actually have some power and a voice in that ecosystem? Like, that's what I'm saying. When I say people don't realize they're a part of stuff, like they have a lot of power in their local market to kind of go, I need help.
Yeah.
That's where, like, I didn't know that 10 years ago.
Right.
Like, it wasn't until I started working with economic developers and I'm like, I have a voice here.
Mm.
Like, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I just don't, we don't think of ourselves as being important.
Right.
We have our head down. I mean, when I say important, as far as beyond
your scope,
I'm serving, you know, whatever the consumers, the clients, you know, your head down into the business, you've got staff that you're serving, your industry you're serving, but not, you don't realize the impact you have on maybe your local economy.
Right. And how it can help you
in that journey. That you actually have a very strong voice.
Yeah. And if people, I would love to hear from people too, who, if they do think about it that way, like, hey, I'm in a great community.
Right.
Like we've got all these things going on that makes it better for me and easier for me to do my business. And
we'd love to hear about
my
it.
Business. Yeah. Let's see. So that's that. Just want to hear those thoughts on another term.
Yeah.
Entrepreneur. which we like better than entrepreneur.
Yes. Well, and we did see a bizarre, just a side note, a bizarre, someone abbreviated entrepreneur.
Oh, that's right.
As like E dot E.
No. It was E dot dot Nuriel or something like that.
was like the strangest abbreviation.
It was a website, and they were trying to just like save space on the little boxes when they described what they
entrepreneurship.
Did.
Entrepreneurship. Yeah.
Yeah. Ty was the organization.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, in Atlanta. That's right.
Yeah. But it's like a global one. And yeah, I was like, wow,
that's a strange
the word's too long, but you got to work with it.
But, you know, we didn't hear any. Everybody was like, there's not another word. There is not another word.
That's okay.
That's okay.
That's what we use.
Yeah. Shorter.
Few syllables. It's nice.
All right.
Yeah. So where can people find that episode on entrepreneurship and all the rest?
Come to orangewhip.com and check out the Hello Chaos page you can subscribe. We're on every podcast platform. So pick your favorite, Spotify, iTunes, wherever you get it. But yeah. Or you can watch us on theorangewhip.com. And that's Orange Whip with a WIP. WIP. For work in progress.
All right.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thanks.